Radio Live, Mark Sainsbury. In for Sean Plunkett, 0800 723 465. 0800 Radio Live.
I started off this morning talking about Greece. And I admitted, look, you know, I'm a bit fuzzy on this thing and some of the detail of this whole sort of Greek business and why it's all sort of fallen out. And just in terms of what happens and was this inevitable and all those sort of things. And we listen, we nod away while these stories are on, and sometimes you have questions, you just want to know. So I'm going to get some answers for both all of us this morning. Dr. Oliver Hartwich is a German-born economist. He's executive director of the New Zealand Initiative. And I'm not saying he's a German-born economist, because German-born economists are even better, but, you know, he obviously has a very broad connection with Europe. He's an expert on these things. And look, and right from the start, I believe, he was saying, you know, they're going to be out. This thing is not going to work. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You did say from the start, didn't you? You thought this is the way it was going to go, that Greece would be out of the EU.
Yes, indeed. I just went back through my old writings from 2010, and even before they announced the first bailout package, I already said that this strategy wouldn't work, and I feel completely vindicated. But I can go back even further. I studied economics in Germany in the 1990s. And some of my professors actually initiated campaigns, open letters of German economics professors arguing that the euro simply came too soon and that Europe wasn't ready for a monetary union. I think they are vindicated as well.
Because I've always tried to work out, how does it work? Because if you've got economies, countries with economies of such different scale and efficiency, how can you package everyone into that same grouping?
Well, there is, of course, a theory in economics, the optimum currency area theory, which tells you that there need to be some conditions met if you want to unite separate countries into a monetary union. These conditions were never there for European monetary union. And as you say, the countries were simply too different from the start. And if you look at an economy like Greece, it is simply not on the same level as, say, a central European economy like Germany or Austria or the Netherlands. So the problem really was for Greece that once they entered monetary union, they could not do any more what they had done previously. Previously, they continuously devaluated their currency. So every year, the Greek drachma lost a little bit in value vis-a-vis the other European currencies. Once they were in the euro, they could no longer do this. So what they should have done is they should have just kept pace with the other economies, become more productive, and keep the competitiveness levels. They didn't. And that's why today Greece probably needs something like an internal devaluation of 30-40% just to regain competitiveness. And that's, of course, impossible without risking a civil war.
So what happens then? If they then vote, if they say, right, we don't want any part of this austerity measures, you know, we don't want to take the medicine, it's too harsh, what happens then? I mean, how does the process work?
Well, I think we're really talking about a crisis that plays out on two completely different levels. On the one hand, you're talking about these austerity measures that the institutions or the former Troika wants to implement. Well, that would actually help to restore some fiscal balance in Greece. But beyond that, I think the more fundamental issue for Greece is really this lack of competitiveness. And for that, you actually need completely different measures. So what you would need to do that to achieve that is to reform the labor market, to reform the tax system, and just to make Greece more competitive and productive again. So you have to really work on many different fronts at once. And I've always argued that the best chance you have to get Greece back onto a more sustainable footing would be to take it out of the eurozone, to have it default on parts of its debt, instead reform the economy and let this new currency that they will introduce then devalue against the other currencies, so they have a chance to really become competitive again.
Okay, but that is presuming they're going to reform, and they've shown no great desire to do that. In any case, if they decide we're out of the eurozone, they'll have to basically start printing their own currency again, won't they?
Yes, and that's exactly, of course, what Greece used to do before they joined the club. And it's become very clear over the last 15 years that Greece simply cannot sustain its economy as part of the eurozone because they're simply not playing by the rules.
So if they say, rightio, no, I mean, there'll have to be some sort of transition period, because they're going to have to start printing the currency. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to have to start swapping it out, you know, with the euros. I mean, there's a certain physicality to it all, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. And you would have hoped that after 5 years of crisis in Greece, they would have had some plans somewhere in the drawer that they could just take out in the moment that they need them. How to do this? Well, technically, it's possible. Ideally, you would do such things over a weekend. So you would announce the step on a Friday afternoon, shut the banks, organize everything, and by Monday, everybody would start trading in a new currency. I'm not sure whether the current Greek government, which doesn't seem to be too competent, really, is even able to do that. But that's, I think, long-term, the only chance that Greece has to really regain competitiveness and get back onto a more sustainable footing.
Dr. Hardwood, just explain to me, why is it when the things go bad there, it impacts on, say, like, share markets around the world? Why have they reacted to what should be a problem for Greece?
Well, these markets react because there's still a fear of contagion, even though I think that that's probably a little bit exaggerated. There was greater risk of contagion, I think, early on in the euro crisis, so in 2010, when markets were spooked and they thought that once Greece goes under, that would actually spread and the virus would reach countries like Portugal and maybe Italy or eventually France. I think with all the different bailout packages in place, with the guarantees issued by the European Central Bank, that immediate risk of contagion, I think, does no longer exist to the same degree that it did in 2010. However, what I think would change is the nature, the character of European Monetary Union, because once you actually take a country out of it, it becomes quite clear that we're not really talking about monetary union, but what we're really talking about is a fixed exchange rate mechanism, which would then invite markets to speculate against other members of the Eurozone in the future once they get into trouble.
All right, listen, just finally then, I'll give you a technical term. Mm-hmm. It's toast. Is
yes.
It? The Greek economy is toast.
No, I think that is a very good technical term to describe the way.
Hey, listen, thank you so much. I'm Dr. Oliver Hardwood, is the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. And as we heard, he predicted this and has consistently predicted this, not over the last few months, but for years.